You're listening to WXNA LP Nashville 101.5. Welcome to Holistic Revolution. My name is Ramona Reed, and I'll be your host every Friday from 1 to 2 Central Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited about this radio station and about this show and the opportunity that we'll provide. I'm going to be talking with different holistic health practitioners here in Nashville and via phone all over the country. People who practice traditional, integrative, complementary, alternative therapies, and hopefully along the way learn and pass on what all of those terms mean, because I know there's a lot of confusion on the different terms that we have for holistic healthcare. We'll eventually incorporate a call-in portion of the show, and for now we'll be focusing on guest interviews and articles that have come out and interesting approaches to looking at the causes of our illness. Right now we have guests lined up representing functional neurology, chiropractic, structural integration, acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine, naturopathy, trauma and addiction counseling, EFT, which is emotional freedom technique or tapping, yoga, the Enneagram, Qigong, mindfulness meditation, medical intuition, nutrition, fitness, botanical medicine, the list goes on, essential oils, biofeedback, art therapy, sound and vibration therapy. I was even recently contacted by an astrologer from LA who heard about the show, and we had a great conversation about how even your astrological profile can influence your health and wellness. So I'm learning quite a bit every day, and we'll be learning alongside of you. So I confess to knowing a little bit about a lot of these modalities, but I'm far from expert. I'm hoping to bring some focus to different alternative approaches to our health and wellness. And in that, I'm not interested in this show being any form of attack on Western medicine. You can easily access that viewpoint online along with support and validation for just about any other opinion you might have. I think that Western medicine can responsibly have a huge and important role in sick care and symptom response. For instance, if you walk across the street, you get hit by a car, you're going to want to go to a doctor and get your leg set. You're not going to want to focus on, you know, what stress levels you might have that might be causing your distraction that led you to walk out in front of the car in the first place. You're going to want to go get it fixed. And after that you do that, there are natural and holistic pain relief and recuperative modalities that are often equal to or even superior to the opiates and other pharmaceutical drugs that then they don't have the side effects that keep us in this cycle of disease. So it's really incorporating different approaches and different practices for optimal health. Hopefully, Western medicine will continue to have an increasingly influential role in healthcare and not just sick care, as the trend continues to reach across the aisle and integrate traditional medicine into its methodology. So on this show, we're going to be learning, we're going to be educating ourselves as to these other options. We're going to be studying everything from all of those different modalities I mentioned earlier, and we're going to be figuring out how to address our health and wellness holistically, empowering ourselves and expanding our awareness to what else is out there. In many cases, to what's always been there, and that we've taught ourselves to ignore. The information provided on this show is intended for your general knowledge and is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment for specific medical conditions. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat a health problem or disease without consulting with a qualified healthcare provider. Okay, so I want to welcome to our first show Danny Williamson. Danny's a graduate of Vanderbilt University School of Nursing and incorporates the art of medicine by balancing traditional and integrative therapies. Danny encourages her patients to step out of the realm of normal and reach optimal health. Danny owns Integrative Family Medicine in Franklin, Tennessee. She focuses on gut, thyroid, hormone, and adrenal health with her patients. Her approach embodies a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual process to healing. She writes a blog on integrative healthcare, runs a monthly support group for her Hashimoto's patients, and manages a Facebook community that continues to grow monthly with members from across the world that are dedicated to healing their bodies from the inside out. Welcome to Holistic Revolution, Dani, our first guest.
Thank you, Ramona. Honored to be the first guest on this much needed platform.
Thank you. So when I first met you, one of the things that I knew that I wanted to have you on the show, and one of the things that really struck me that you can't see on the radio is when you walked into the center to give a talk on gut health is your fiery red hair and your personality. And you embodied holistic health to me because you were so confident. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your process, about the person behind the business that you do and what brought you to this business.
Oh, wow. That's a long story. 24 years. I spent 24 years with a lot of various illnesses. I was 20 years old when I had my very first colonoscopy. I was alone at college and had chronic bloating and gas and diarrhea for years. And so I had my first colonoscopy at 20, my last one at 44. I had several colonoscopies, some endoscopies where they looked from the top. Barium enemas, barium swallows. I was put on all kinds of medicines for years, proton pump inhibitors for reflux and anti-anxiety medicines for anxiety because they said you're just nervous, you know. And then I itched chronically for years. I had chronic itching of the arms and legs and nobody could figure that out. Two dermatologists. Nobody could figure out why I was itching yet. And then when I was in my early 30s, I was diagnosed with lupus. So I was about 33, 34, lupus. They said, oh, maybe fibromyalgia. Two rheumatologists down here in Nashville said, we can't cure this. It's an autoimmune disease. Here's your pain medicine. You're always going to hurt. I have a lot of joint pain in my hands, really severe joint pain. So that's two more rheumatologists. And then ended up on psych meds. I came down and would see a psychiatrist at Vanderbilt. And so put on all different kinds of meds. So that was 24 years worth of this. 10 different specialists through 24 years, and not one of those specialists, MDs, they were all MDs, ever looked at me and said, what are you eating, Dani?
Wow.
Do you know your food sensitivities? Do you take digestive enzymes? Do you take probiotics? What are you doing to heal your gut from the inside out? Not one doctor. Until 6 years ago when I graduated from nursing school, nurse practitioner school, and my first job out of school, I went to work at an integrative family practice, actually. And my first boss, Dr. Kalb, said that to me. He said, what are you eating? So three gastroenterologists who should have said that to me the 20 years ago, Dani, lay off of the fried food, lay off of the Swiss cake rolls and the frozen pizza and the Pop-Tarts and the boxes of Cap'n Crunch I was eating. Nobody ever addressed it. And that's the root of every single illness that I work with in the office stems from the gut, and that's how I base my practice. So it took a few years, but I got everything back in order. My lupus antibodies went into complete remission. No more IBS, no psych meds anymore, not itching at all anymore. The scars are proof that I itched for years, but complete remission. So that's how I base my practice. I start working from the inside out.
Wow. So what were you doing professionally when this was happening to you, when you were having all of these diagnoses?
Professionally, I have a master's degree in fashion design. So I owned a maternity and children's store, actually, in Paducah, Kentucky. So mom's the word maternity. I was selling breast pumps and nipple cream for a living and teaching breastfeeding classes and nurse childbirth classes. And that's what I was doing for a living, was I was in the women's health industry, which was fabulous, you know, and I was doing that, raising two kids, young mom, and then when I got sick, I got divorced, I made a decision I needed to go back and do something that would have a steady income, and closed the store, went to nursing school for a year and a half or so in Paducah, got my prereqs out of the way, and actually became a nurse midwife. Went through the Vanderbilt program at Vandy, became a nurse midwife, and decided that was not good as a single mom. I couldn't really be present with the kids, so I went ahead and finished that and then did family practice. And yeah, so I was in mainstream just working, so ended up graduating in 2009 and worked somewhere else for 5 years and then stepped out of the boat 2 years ago and opened my own practice.
Wow. And I do want to talk about that too. I want to go talk to you a little bit about though, when you first made the dietary changes, mm-hmm. what did you do? Like what did you notice?
Well, I immediately noticed less bloating, less gas, of course, less diarrhea. I mean, immediately. But now, I was not real open to this. I mean, I wasn't open at all because I was a biscuit and gravy Cracker Barrel mm-hmm. lover. Old Charlie's rolls, you know. Yeah, bring some more rolls or breadsticks from Olive Garden. I mean, I wasn't quite convinced that gluten or any sort of food like that was causing the symptoms. Until I did a detox. I detoxed for 10 days, a medical detox through Metagenics, and the bloating, everything improved, and the joint pain for me. And I would wake up and there was no joint pain. And so that's the first thing I did, and I was not very happy about it, but I did it for 10 days, and then digestive enzymes and probiotics. And, I mean, that turned the way I practice around.
Yeah.
You know, I was taught in school, as we all are in traditional medicine, you treat the what. You don't ever treat the why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the what was the heartburn. The what was the diarrhea. The what was the joint pain. And you treat those with pain meds or what have you. Don't ever ask why.
Mm-hmm.
Why? There's a reason you have heartburn. There's a reason your joints hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fascinating to me. And that single episode right there started the way I practice now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very difficult. It's quite difficult. People who come to our office don't feel well. They have been in the system for years and years and years and gone to doctor after doctor after doctor. There's not a person who comes in that office who says to me, Dania, I just need to tune up. Just check my vitamins. Let me see how we're doing. Check my levels.
Right.
Yeah, they're sick, sick people.
So you're dealing with chronic illnesses.
Chronic illnesses, a lot of autoimmune disease. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is really my focus,
mm-hmm.
which is Hashimoto's is the number one undiagnosed autoimmune disease in the United States. Number one. Number one reason for hypothyroidism, low thyroid, sluggish thyroid. Number one reason, misdiagnosed, not diagnosed, and these people suffer for years, and it'll flip-flop between hyper and hypothyroid, you know.
So for the people that aren't aware of like what Hashimoto's is, can you talk a little bit about that?
So it's an autoimmune disease. It's in the family with, of course, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, any of the autoimmune diseases, and it's where the actual... your body is actually attacking the thyroid, and that's what autoimmune disease is. You have different antibodies to certain things. For lupus, for me, you know, it was the joints and the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a thyroid problem where the antibodies, they will have thyroid antibodies, which is inflammation. So thyroiditis,
mm-hmm.
colitis, sinusitis, gastritis, itis, I-T-I-S, means inflammation.
Okay.
So it's inflammation. It's inflammation of the thyroid. Well, there you go again. Why? Why is it inflamed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do in functional medicine is you tease it out. Why? You start with what you're eating. And I tell people this every day. What goes down the pie hole will either heal you or kill you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between on this. So let's start to rein it in and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So Hashimoto's, just like every other autoimmune disease, is a disease of inflammation
mm-hmm.
that we can get under control.
Okay. So when people talk about gut health and what other things could cause some of these issues with like thyroid issues, Hashimoto's, are there any emotional aspects of it as well?
Sure. Well, in functional medicine, what I talk to people about is what I do is emotional, spiritual, physical, sexual. I mean, it's mental. I mean, it's all connected. It's whole health. So yes, any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic stress, chronic anxiety, absolutely. We know that stress will kill you. We need stress. We need a little bit of stress. We need those adrenals to function and to shoot out, you know, cortisol to keep you going. Cortisol is your stress hormone.
Right.
But you know, chronic stress will end up breaking the body down, sure, and causing any number of illnesses. I mean, you know, just chronic, you know, ear infections, things like that. I mean, all of that will create dysfunction mm-hmm. in your body. as well as, you know, antibiotics. Antibiotics do great things. They kill bad bacteria, absolutely, but they also kill the good bacteria in mm-hmm. your gut. So you have to make sure you balance the bacteria in mm-hmm. your gut, and we do that with by food and with probiotics. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways to get at an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
It's about balance, and we're not balanced in
no.
this world.
Right. Okay, we're going to go to a short break, and we'll be right back with Danny Williamson.
Nashville Adult Literacy Council is a nonprofit agency that serves adult learners in this community. They need volunteer tutors to teach reading to U.S.-born adults or English skills to adult immigrants. With 75 adults on their waiting list, new volunteers are critical to their success. No teaching experience is necessary. More information at nashvilleliteracy.org or at 615-298-8060. This message is sponsored by Shelley Wilmoth.
I want to talk to you a little bit about why you decided to go out on your own and start this business. I'm going to talk a little bit about that process, about how you felt about the process.
Well, I was scared. I said I had owned a yoga studio and a maternity store, and I said, I don't want to own another business. I'm not going out on that limb again, mm-hmm. especially a medical practice, right? Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. That's yeah. a little bit more than baby bedding and breast pumps, yeah. right? So. And I think it's just, you know, a sign of the times. I was working in an unbelievable practice, and we took insurance at that time, and there was a year wait to get in to see me. Mm-hmm. August to May, so 10 months, something like that, 9 or 10 months, I don't know. And it was more and more stressful, and so I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way for me to be able to do this and really spend the time with patients, because mm-hmm. You need a lot of time with patients, right? Whenever you're doing what we're doing. So there were various reasons and lots of angles reason I did that. But when I made the decision to step out of that boat, you know, it was the greatest decision I ever made. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to really focus one patient at a time on my schedule, how I wanted to do it, manage my schedule, manage how many patients I saw. So I only see 8 to 10 a day mm-hmm. now versus 20 or so mm-hmm. before. And really be able to take a deep dive into their history and how they grew up. How were they born? Did they have, you know, what was their birth like? Were they breastfed? Things like that. Things that really you don't get a chance to do when you have 15 minutes, 20 minutes to right. see a patient.
Right. So that's a lot of the problem with the model that we have now of healthcare.
This model of healthcare is broken, very broken. Mm-hmm. And you see more patients every day, and you get reimbursed less when you take insurance, you know, every day. And the paperwork is my colleagues who do, the people I graduated with, you know, I've got a friend who works in a urgent care thing, clinic care. I mean, he will see up to 40, 45 patients in a day, 50 sometimes in a 12-hour shift. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
You know.
And when you're not able to have the time to look at the entire patient and look at their whole experience.
You've got to look at the whole body. You have to look at the whole experience. You know, what's going on? How'd you feel as a child? Did you have a lot of infections? Did you grow up sick? Did you grow up near herbicides and pesticides, chemical mm-hmm. plants? These are all things that affect your body. And, you know, patients say, oh, I've got, my dad had a heart attack, and my mom has high blood pressure. She's depressed. You know, I'm genetically in tune for, I'm, you know, inclined to have this. And I tell people, no, we know that your genetics are only about 20, really and truly about 20% of what's going on with you. You weren't born with depression. You weren't born with high blood pressure. You weren't born with high cholesterol. You turn those things on through experiences, through, you know, life, mm-hmm. through toxins. You turn those on. That's the study. That's the whole field of epigenetics, which means on top of your genes, mm-hmm. right? So we turn those on. And I tell people, something tipped your bowl over. I don't know what got you into autoimmune disease, but your bowl filled up, you tipped over, and now you have an autoimmune disease. It's like herding cats and herding snakes trying to get mm-hmm. this back together. But this is not a genetic issue. This is an environmental issue 99% of the time. But the beauty of it is, God made it this way. Our bodies are made to heal themselves. Mm-hmm. And when you give it what they need, your body's going to turn on and start to regenerate. It's fascinating. It's rewarding. And it is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
That's awesome. Hearing you talk about that, I'm reminded of when we discussed at the center when you first decided to open your business, you said that you heard a message, and it was a gut message. And I really want to talk about that, because that really struck me as important. And I drew a metaphor from that, from what you do versus what happened to you. So if you could just speak to that.
I was sitting at the beach. That's right. I forgot. I told you. I was sitting there alone. I was at the beach alone on just a 3-day vacation, and working on, I knew that I wanted to leave, right, at some point, right? But I wasn't really real serious about it. And some things went on, and I was sitting there watching Facebook and watching the group that I run on Facebook, and it was as clear as day, covered in sand, sitting there on the chair. I'll never forget this. And I heard it, and I told you this, and it wasn't really audible, but sort of, and it just said, "Go now, it's time." And I was like looking around, it's like, what? And it was as clear as anything. I knew. I had waited for almost a year, knowing that I needed to make a move, but I am a knee-jerk reaction person, and I don't, but I didn't want to do that because my livelihood was there. And it was as clear as anything. And I picked the phone up, called my banker right then, and said, "I think it's time. I know it's time. It's time." And she said, told me what I needed to do, and everything fell into place. But I listened. First time in my life that I sat, I waited, I heard it as clear as day. Go. It's time. And then when I gave my notice at work, within 3 weeks, we opened Integrative Family Medicine. Impossible to open a medical practice in 3 weeks. And it happened.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah, that was a God. I mean, for me, it was a God thing. And it was time. It was time. And that's what I wrote that blog about, the day I stepped out of the boat and walked on water. And it was fascinating. For me, it was about obedience. Mm-hmm. And I did it.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with some other people, too, in the series of this radio show about intuition and listening to messages and listening to our gut. And I definitely see the correlation between listening to our gut and also listening to our gut and finding out what we need to be putting in our body, as well as deciphering what we're hearing from our intuition.
So. But we don't listen. We're so busy. Mm-hmm. We are so busy. We don't. I've never listened. I have been, Ramona, I've been balls to the wall my whole life. I mean, just going. I've barreled through. I told you this. Every red flag, every roadblock that's been put up for me, I've just busted. I've never sat back and listened. Just listened. And, I mean, I followed my gut a lot on it, but it's all about balance. And I've never been balanced. And that's what I'm working on now. And that's what I try to help patients do. It's all about balance. It doesn't mean when it gets into the diet and healing the gut, you don't have to be 150% on anything. That'll make you miserable. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay attention to how you feel.
What would you tell your patients that came in that had a really intense sickness, illness, series of illnesses? What would you tell them their first step would be?
The first step, once we do an initial interview and all, the very first step that we do is, for the majority of the people, not everybody, I do a detox on. I do a true medical detox, 10 days. 10 days, it's a liver detox. Mm-hmm. Detoxes the liver, which pretty well metabolizes most everything, right, in our body. So it needs to be cleaned out a few times a year, actually. Mm-hmm. I do a 10-day detox with those patients. If they're not willing to do that, then we start with the book, The Virgin Diet. Excuse me. We have known for years that gluten, dairy, soy, corn, sugar, eggs, and peanuts are the top 7 foods in the United States that cause inflammation. Mm-hmm. Top 7. She wrote that book about 3 years ago, and it made our life a lot easier in the functional medicine field, because I can now hand them the book and say, this is what we need to do. You cut these 7 foods out for 21 days. Let's see how you feel. It's fascinating. When you tell somebody to cut out their eggs or their dairy or their bread, it's emotional. That's hardcore. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I do is a food elimination. Mm-hmm. And then you challenge those foods back in and you see how you feel. Food sensitivities are delayed. They happen 3 hours to 3 days later. Mm-hmm. So people may not realize that they have a sensitivity. Food allergies are instant, pretty instant, right? That's where your throat swells, your tongue swells. Right. You got to go to the ER, get the EpiPen, that kind of thing. But sensitivities are delayed. So I have patients keep a food diary, and when they add in, say, gluten, and they're like, well, what's gluten, Danny? Well, gluten is a protein, right? And barley, wheat, and rye. It's in everything. It's in all your bread, your crackers, your cookies, your cakes. It's in your salad dressings, your soups, your condiments. It's ridiculous. It's in everything. You add that back in. See what happens. Pay attention. And then, you know, maybe challenge it again. Try it again in a couple of days. And if you start to have joint swelling, which is what happens to me, or joint pain or bloating, then we know, you know what, you've probably got a sensitivity. So that's the first thing I do is an elimination, but I get them on probiotics and digestive enzymes immediately.
Okay. So what did you see? You said there's a difference between the 10 days and the 21 days. Can we clarify
that? The 10 days is an actual detox. There is no gluten, dairy, soy, corn, sugar, eggs, or peanuts. No red meat, chicken, pork, lamb, or turkey for 10 days. Mm-hmm. Specific fish, beans, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. It's formalized just to detox the body. There's a detox shake, mm-hmm. as well as a liver cleanse with it. It's a detox that I use through Metagenics. It's been around for 15 years. It is an unbelievable detox.
So that's what you would give your patients.
And that's what I try to do.
Right. And while not endorsing anything, you know, that's what you recommend. So that's something that should be done. And I just want to kind of point this out to any listeners that, you know, that's something that should be done through medical guidance.
That is true. That is true. It is a medical detox. It's not a cleanse. A cleanse just kind of rests the body. People will say, oh, I'm going to do a juice fast or a juice cleanse. Well, that's okay. But they just kind of cool the gut down, just kind of rest the gut. A detox actually decreases inflammation in the body.
Right.
That's what we're looking for, is to decrease full body inflammation, get the liver cleaned up, really start to, as a foundation, as a kickstart for then start to healing the process, right, from the inside out. And then I transition them immediately, if they do the detox, immediately to the Virgin Diet. So that's a solid month of healing the gut. And then if they chose to do food sensitivity testing, that takes about 3 to 4 weeks to come back.
Okay.
So we follow up in 4 weeks. And by then, they're already feeling so much better. They're taking their enzymes and probiotics. Mm-hmm. They're doing that. We go over their food sensitivity, and then we start the real work. Because then food sensitivity is specific to how your body reacted to antigens that they injected into your blood. It's a blood draw test. So and that starts the first healing. In the gut affects your adrenal glands. Your adrenals affect your thyroid and your hormones. So I start with the gut first, and then we really start to work our way up. I've learned my lesson the hard way. I can give you all the hormones in the world. I can give you all the adrenal stuff in the world and thyroid support. But if you don't fix the foundation first,
right,
in about 3 months, you'll start to really feel bad again. You'll feel great for about 3 months and think I'm a miracle worker over here, but then you'll fall right back where you are. You've got to heal the foundation first, and that's what's missing.
Right. A lot of the things that people eat, the things that we choose to medicate ourselves with, whether it's cigarettes or alcohol or junk food or whatever it is, the foundation of that too is something I want to talk about. Like what your feelings are regarding mental health and counseling during this process, because as you said, there's an emotional component to what we eat.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And we know through research that 90% of all serotonin receptors, 90% of them are located in the gut. They're not in the brain. So serotonin is your feel good neurotransmitter, right? That's the that's what Prozac, Zoloft, most of your antidepressants recirculate, right? Mm-hmm. So they say, you know, your depressed patients are low in serotonin. We're going to give them an antidepressant. 90% of those receptors are located in the gut. So when the gut is inflamed, so are the symptoms of anxiety, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, ADD, ADHD. I watch this every single day. When we heal the gut, you start to heal those symptoms. It is absolutely fascinating. And 80% of all depressed patients have a magnesium deficiency. 80%. Mm. Well, that's easy. And when your gut's inflamed, you can't absorb magnesium, right? Mm. There is no magnesium really left in the soil and the food and that. So it's fascinating to me. And you know, I feel this way. You know, we teach our providers to treat women with three prescriptions: synthetic birth control pills, antidepressants, and then synthetic hormones. So those three pharmaceuticals are what we treat women with. Everybody needs birth control, right? Everybody needs synthetic hormones. Oh yeah, your periods are out of whack. We'll just put you on birth control. Well, we've never looked at the gut or anything like that. You know, well, clearly we're all depressed starting at an early age on up, right? And especially you get my age at 50 going through menopause, this is the first thing they do is, oh, you need an antidepressant. We'll just get you. And then synthetic hormones. Mm-hmm. So it's unbelievable. And I'm not saying there's not possibly a place for those things. Absolutely, sometime. But the majority of the time, it starts in the gut. Mm. So you heal that, you start to heal so many other things. And emotionally, when you feel better emotionally, when the anxiety decreases because you're eating less inflammatory foods, or you're putting in the amino acids in your body that you need to decrease anxiety, things like GABA and tryptophan and L-theanine and 5-HTP, all these great amino acids that help decrease anxiety as well as help heal the gut. It's unbelievable how people start to say, well, you know, I don't know that I need that antidepressant. Could I wean off of it? And we don't do that. You know, we don't do that quickly or anything. That takes time.
Yeah.
And you don't ever stop a medication cold turkey, I tell people. But the connection emotionally, mentally, and the physical gut connection is 100% connected. Mm-hmm. And we associate good times and bad times and all those things with food. A lot of times, right?
Right. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Danny Williamson in just a couple minutes.
Letters written in vain. I don't care if you know. Pour my tear down a drain. Let them seep in slow. Dance around what happened. Play the music soft and low. And you can be all kinds of emotional. Drive a car to your town, 20 hours down south. Tractor trailers in the snow. Highwaymen up loud. Oh, and I'm a man of constant sorrow. Let the night come soft and low. And you can be all kinds of emotional. To your house with this letter in hand. All your candles burned out. Oh, my good man, I'll watch you dance around in circles with your new man in the glow. And you can be all kinds of emotional.
back in the studio with Danny Williamson, and I wanted to ask you about all of these autoimmune diseases that we're experiencing and gluten allergies. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, why is this happening now? Why wasn't this happening back in the 40s or 50s or 60s? Like, it seems like everybody I know has either an autoimmune disease or some sort of food allergy. And I just kind of want to talk about that because some people think it's some sort of trend, and I want to see your opinion.
Mm. Yeah, autoimmune disease. So we'll start with that. We'll start with autoimmune. Women have autoimmune disease 8 to 10 times more than a man does. 8 to 10 times. Hashimoto's 8 times more prevalent in a woman than it is a man. We, as women, are the most toxic of the two. We breathe in the cleaning supplies from the, you know, through the nose, the toxic cleaning supplies, lotion, makeup, hair color, lipstick, nail polish remover, shampoo, conditioner. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The chemical toxins that we put in our body every single day. On average, a woman has like 716 or something chemicals on or in her body before she gets out of the bathroom in the morning.
I heard about the absorption rate of lotion.
What you put on your skin is 100% through your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So you need to make sure what you're putting on your skin is non-toxic, not inflammatory at all. So we're the most toxic, right? Not only do we use all those chemicals on our body, we are stressed. We're on birth control. I mean, and I'm not saying birth control, don't ever say that. I'm not saying these things cause autoimmune, but these are a piece of the puzzle. This is a part of the tipping point, right? Mm-hmm. Mercury in your mouth, silver fillings in your mouth. We know it's pretty much outlawed in every country but the United States. And so, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. Well, guess where we put it? About 2 inches, literally, from the brain in the mouth. Mm-hmm. So all of these assaults, environmental assaults, add up to a tipping point for someone like we talked about earlier. So my theory on it is, you know, we're more toxic. We're not exercising. Look at this. You know, and y'all, our grandparents didn't. They moved. They physically moved their bodies for work. We sit for hours at a time at work. We don't move. We know the new saying, sitting is the new smoking. It's killing our hips. It's killing our bodies. And so there's just a toxic onslaught of chemicals and environmental assaults on our body, and it's an absolute epidemic. Mm-hmm. It is. And we're not getting rid of toxins. Our bodies don't cleanse out things the way they used to because we're putting in such bad things. And I grew up with, you know, Pop-Tarts, frozen pizza, cereal, TV dinners. Oh, my goodness, you know. And it's a shame. So that's how we start. We start cleaning all of that up. Mm-hmm. But a lot of doctors don't believe, you know, don't believe that anything in the environment affects your body at all. Well, you don't need to cut out gluten, you know. So you're talking about food sensitivities versus food allergies. Gluten has been around since the beginning of time. There was gluten in Jesus's wheat. When 2,000 years ago, there was gluten. There were 3 strands of wheat then, 3. We have 25,000 hybridized strands of wheat right now, 25,000. Late 80s, early 90s, I can't remember exactly. Gluten was added in excess to the foods by the food industry because guess what gluten does? Number one, it's addictive. It acts like almost like a morphine derivative, right? The more you eat, the more you want. But it makes foods, Dr. William Davis, who wrote Wheat Belly, you know, gluten makes things fatter, fluffier, and softer.
Yummy.
Well, look at the American public. Look what it's done to the American public, right? We're fatter, fluffier, and softer. Yeah. You know, some people, yes, say it's a fad. I had a doctor tell a patient recently, a thyroid patient, and I sent them on because she had nodules, and they did an ultrasound on her thyroid because we wanted to see where the nodules were. Well, he came in there and he said, you know, Amy, your nodules are gone. I don't know how that happened. You don't have any nodules on your thyroid anymore. She's had nodules for years. She said, well, then it's working. And he said, what's working? And she said, well, I'm eating an anti-inflammatory diet, an autoimmune paleo diet. And he said, what? Now, this is an endocrinologist, right? He said, He said, well, what is that? I've never heard of that. And she said, well, it's an anti-inflammatory diet, and I'm not eating gluten, and I'm not eating any processed foods. I'm eating only real food, whole food. If it has more than one ingredient in it, I'm not eating it. Mm-hmm. And he looked at her, and he said, oh, well, yeah, processed foods could be bad for you, I guess. That was the extent of his nutritional consult. He didn't understand it at all, what she had done. It completely went over his head that your body can heal itself if you give it what it needs, which was great. This was this week. I saw her this week, actually, as a follow-up. She just laughed. She said, I was just messing with him because I knew. You know, he had no idea. He'd never had a patient whose nodules had resolved. The inflammation had resolved in the thyroid.
Well, that's disappointing and scary to hear. And also, I guess, hopeful because it gives us somewhere to go in
it does.
Education and in, you know, crossing that bridge.
And I think that there is a, you know, one provider at a time, mm-hmm. hopefully, will start to make that shift and say, you know, there's something to this.
Right.
There's something to this.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about next, actually, is if you've noticed any sort of shift. I know that I've lived in Nashville for 13 years, and the city, as you know, is exploding in growth.
Mm-hmm.
And people are coming in from other maybe what be considered more progressive areas of the country with healthcare and alternative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, in my limited scope, I've seen a little bit of growth
mm-hmm.
in that area.
Yes.
What's your experience been with
yeah.
the kind of Western medicine acceptance of
yeah.
this holistic revolution?
We are seeing a growth in it. We're seeing a shift, a little paradigm move. I've got of course, I work with a lot of thyroid issues, a lot of endocrine issues, a lot of rheumatology and neurology. So endocrinologist, neurologist, rheumatologist, and I get quite a bit of referrals. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're not interested in doing it just yet, but I get a lot of referrals from people who'll say, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything about this. I know what I know, but this girl knows what you're talking about. When patients ask, say, well, what can I do diet-wise, right, to decrease inflammation? So I'm seeing a shift. I'm seeing there's more providers that are going through, you know, functional medicine training, which is great. That's
mm-hmm.
great to see, and going through that and getting certified. And so it's happening. It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's slow. But I actually have a neurologist in town who sends me a tremendous amount of her migraine headache patients, because migraines are going to be food sensitivities until proven otherwise. If you've tried, now it can be hormones and
it can be
dehydration.
It can be, yeah.
That's exactly right. So when those things don't work, she sends me patients. I had a patient last year who had had Botox injections in her head for years for chronic debilitating miswork migraines. She was sent to me. We did food sensitivity testing on her. Come to find out, she had blueberries and soy as her severe reactions. Well, she was eating blueberries and she was eating soy too. She cut those things out, and she cut other foods out as well. No more migraines. I saw her follow up a couple weeks ago. It's been almost a year now. She hasn't had any Botox injections at all. So we're seeing a shift. I've got an ear, nose, and throat doc in town who sends me a lot, because chronic sinus infections,
mm-hmm.
chronic sinus, ear infections, you know, that's oftentimes dairy. Think about dairy. Extremely gunky, thick,
mucus producing.
And yes, and he sends me patients. And in fact, his wife was a patient for food sensitivity. And it was like, oh my goodness, Danny, there's something to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is. You decrease that inflammation. You start to decrease those you know, sinus infections
from the inside out. So, what are your thoughts on the idea that people would rather put something in their body as opposed to taking something out of their body?
Absolutely.
Like, I know that, you know, they want to take the pills because that's mm-hmm. what works,
mm-hmm.
but they have this attachment to what they put in their body, and they won't question. They won't question what they put in their body, but they'll question what's taken out.
Oh, absolutely. They won't question at all. And like from the pharmaceutical side of it, they don't question their provider. Well, here's your pill. Well, I said, well, why are you taking that? Well, I don't know, because Dr. So-and-so said I needed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? You didn't ask why? Why?
But they'll ask you why to take out gluten.
Yes.
Should I stop eating?
Why? Why? I mean, and you know, and then there, you know, I see a group of patients, though, like I said, who come there they may not know what gluten is, or they may not know that it's a protein. I say, well, you know, it's in everything. So it's in all the breads, you know, and crackers and all. But they're willing to learn, which I do have a very motivated group of patients. And we do in this industry. All of us do who do what we do. They're motivated. They're ready to make a change. They may not know, but they're tired of just taking a pill. Mm-hmm. They are beginning to become aware that what they put in their body causes fatigue. You know, bloating, gas, diarrhea, migraines, fatigue, anxiety, depression, joint pain. All of those things can be related to what you're eating, and they're beginning to realize that. So, but I think as a whole, still as a country, and maybe as a world, we're still more, you know, we'd rather take a pill for anything. Right. So, but I tell patients all the time, you cannot supplement yourself to good health. They'll come in on 20, 30 supplements, and I'll say, no, this is fine, but, you know, we've got to heal this body. You can't take enough pills to fix a bad diet, right, ever.
We'll be right back with Danny Williamson in just a couple minutes.
I was afraid, I was a boy, I was a tender age. Man, I came naked, knew a lake, and drew the laws for pace. Heard a lot of waiting up, but no, it wasn't waiting long. Why? And it was over, and it all be back. And the frost took up the axe. Pressed against the pain, could see the veins, and there was poison now. Resting in a raise, the inner claims I had breath to shake.
This is the Reverend Michael Williams, Senior Pastor at West End United Methodist Church. West End United Methodist Church believes that God loves everyone unconditionally. This congregation seeks to be the loving light of Christ in Nashville and beyond. West End United Methodist is very involved in outreach and mission in adherence to the church's vision of connecting and transforming lives. Traditional worship services at 8:45 and 11 a.m. on Sundays at 2200 West End Avenue. Information at westendumc.org. This message provided by Billy Robertson.
So, Danny, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really informative, and it's been nice to spend some time with you. And I want to, if you can just let everyone know how they could, you know, access your website or, you know, get a hold of you if they wanted to.
It's DanniWilliamson.com, D-A-N-I, Williamson.com. It's got everything on that website, all about the practice. There's 6 videos on there to watch, 2 of me talking while I do a couple or 4 patient testimonials. There's a Facebook group called Inside Out, Healing from Within. It's a closed community, so you have to ask to join. But there's about 3,500 members on there, and that is an unbelievable community of people willing to help each other heal. When I started that group, I just really started it for my patients, and almost 3 years ago, and I wanted a place where my patients felt safe to ask questions. I didn't want a lot of backbiting. I don't want any arguing. I wanted a community where people could heal. And people heal when they have community. I'm a big believer in community. You know, if you have an exercise buddy you'll work out with, or your church group, your women's group, your AA, Al-Anon, NA, you know, Weight Watchers, right? So communities, people heal with community. So that is Inside Out, Healing from Within, and it is a fascinating forum. It really is, and I wish I had time to really look at it a lot more, but people ask questions. You can ask anything. Okay. You can say, well, I don't know. I haven't pooped in days. What you know? And there'll be 20 people, no joke. And, of course, you know, pooping's a big thing. I talk a lot about poop and sex in my practice, and we talked just a little bit today about, but, I mean, this is all connected. So Inside Out, Healing from Within, DanniWilliamson.com. The practice is, you know, integrative family medicine. And I do run a blog. I think it's npdanny@blogspot.com. But that's actually all being transferred over to the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was so good to talk with you. And we hope to have you again on the show, like I said, when we do the call-in format. So
thank you. That'll be fun. Looking forward. Congratulations
on
this
new show.
Thank you so
much. I'm happy you were our first guest.
Well, I appreciate it. What an honor.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to that first episode of Holistic Revolution on WXNA with Danny Williamson. Again, thanks so much. I appreciate you joining in. Tell your friends. We are on the web at WXNAFM.org, or you can access us through the TuneIn app, or every Friday from 1 to 2 on 101.5.
12 de la noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. Tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. Su cocina, me gustas
de la mañana.
Tú. Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.